Ranking Member Rush, members of the committee, good to see you again. I want to thank you for the opportunity to come and testify on behalf of the U.S. biodiesel industry. My name is Joe Jobe. I'm the CEO of the National Biodiesel Board, and I hope to leave you today with two important messages. First, under the RFS, the advanced biofuel and the biomass-based diesel categories programs are working. And second, with the help of the RFS, biodiesel is reducing consumer prices at the pump. As a brief background, biodiesel is a renewable, low-carbon diesel alternative made from an increasingly diverse mix of resources, including agricultural oils, recycled cooking oil, and animal fats. It's the first and currently the only EPA-designated advanced biofuel that's produced on a commercial scale with plants in virtually every state, and the first to reach 1 billion gallons of annual production. NBB is the national trade association representing the biodiesel and renewable diesel industries. Our 200-plus member companies have produced the vast majority of the advanced biofuel pool under the RFS, and we're pleased to be welcoming a new 137 million gallon renewable diesel member located in St. Charles, Louisiana. Our industry has exceeded the biomass-based diesel category in every single year of the program, and we're on track to do so again this year. This is a tremendous success story. It's created over 50,000 jobs, it's diversifying and actually improving the domestic fuel supply, and it's reducing pollution. A few positive things about biodiesel to point out. Our industry has added decentralized, renewable refining capacity. It's diversifying the transportation fuel supply, which will ultimately help stabilize prices to the consumer. It's actually improving the quality of the nation's diesel fuel supply. Biodiesel blends have premium diesel characteristics. It's an oxygenated fuel, has high cetane, high lubricity, zero sulfur, and there's no fuel economy or horsepower penalty. In fact, the diesel land speed record was set using B20. Biodiesel significantly reduces virtually all regulated emissions, including 57 to 86% carbon reductions. One of our main feedstocks is recycled cooking oil. It helps keep waste out of the sewer systems, landfills, waterways, and prevents costly infrastructure repairs. Another important feedstock is animal fats, which means biodiesel is giving livestock producers new markets for waste fats and oils, increasing the value of cattle by $10 a head, $1.25 for hogs, and 30 cents for poultry. Additionally, biodiesel is saving consumers money at the pump. With the help of the RFS, fuel distributors are purchasing wholesale biodiesel and offering it to consumers at a discount to diesel fuel. The mayor of Gadsden, Alabama, recently announced that his city is saving some $100,000 annually by using 20% biodiesel in his fleet. Additionally, Navy Secretary Ray Mabus stated in testimony in April that the Navy is saving an estimated 13 cents per gallon currently by using B20. Now, the biomass-based diesel category is structurally different than the other sections of the RFS. Primarily, there's no automatic mandate on the annual volume requirement. There's an EPA rulemaking each year to determine the appropriate volume for the following year. This is a robust and comprehensive process that's open to all stakeholders. Last year, that process resulted in a very conservative increase from 1 to 1.28 billion gallons, and we estimate that we're on track to exceed 1.5 billion gallons this year. Before I close, I want to discuss briefly the issue of fraudulent RINs. In 2010 and 2011, the biodiesel industry experienced a few cases of criminals generating and trading fraudulent RINs. Our industry took very aggressive measures, working closely with EPA and the petroleum industry to address the fraud head on. We developed and deployed a robust and comprehensive RIN integrity program that has effectively addressed the problem. This was a private sector solution we developed and deployed. Two of the three cases of fraud were resolved in court, and two criminals are sitting in jail. The third case is pending. We also worked with the EPA and the petroleum industry to put in place a new regulatory framework that defines quality assurance plans, which gives obligated parties the opportunity for an affirmative defense. With these measures in place, we're confident that the issue of RIN fraud for biodiesel has been effectively addressed. In conclusion, we believe that the RFS was the right policy when President Bush signed it in 2005 and again in 2007 with overwhelming bipartisan support, and it remains a sound policy today. My industry is fully committed to working diligently with this committee, with the EPA, our partners in petroleum, and anyone else willing to work with us to make the RFS an unqualified success. Thank you for inviting me to testify, and I look forward to answering your questions.